Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Clear is that one person has been hugely busy over this Christmas period, and that is Harvey Sims, amassing huge investment for this consortium known informally as the Anti-Nolan Trust.
We've been able to secure funds across a number of investment rounds, which put us firmly in front in the race to become minority shareholder of Ashwood City.
Raising that capital for the sports investment.
Another twist in the tale. Chinese billionaire Bobby Tan lands his bid for 30% of Ashwood City.
Well sought after. Fans, Harvey Sims excites them. The possible Chinese investment excites them. But now this. The Athletic exclusive today revealed a bid from Saudi Arabia.
Hey, Patrick, get off.
Neither myself nor ASG can comment on that, but what we can confirm is a number of interested parties have submitted offers.
Can you confirm if Patrick Nolan is one of those potential bids?
It's important to note that we still work with Patrick Nolan as the chief executive officer of Ashwood City Football Club, but I can confirm we have received no offer from him.
Get rid of that fat
guy. I'm so sick of the reasons.
No action in the transfer window. Okay, sub freebies coming in. Fucking freebies. That's what Sven deserves. Freebies.
There's Harvey Sims there, look, in the stands here, watching on Stamford Bridge. I played with Harvey Sims, you forget. And I always knew he was the kid.
The Saudi investment group have made it clear in that statement, should they gain some control of Ashwood City, they would not work with current chief executive Patrick Nolan.
It was a short and sweet press conference, Bobby Tan putting it in writing almost. He is here for the fans. He will not work with Patrick Nolan.
All costs.
With me in the studio, I've got Harvey Sims, former Ashwood City player and front runner for chairman, chief executive. What would you prefer, Mr. Sims?
Oh, I don't care about any of that. You know me. I just want to push Ashwood back to where they belong and give the manager the support they need.
Well, let's pick up from where you've left off there. Let's start with the manager, Sven. Was a bit of a surprise appointment, really, wasn't he? You threw your lot in with Matt Janssen, it has to be said.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of the offensive.
Do you want a dime bar?
No, it's 10 a.m, Patrick.
It's a mini one.
Oh, yeah, go on then. Thank you. Oh, fuck, I dropped it.
Jess, it's gone on the floor of your car. Look down there. There. Why is there dog hair? You don't even own a dog.
Where's it gone? Oh, let me have another one.
No. You can only get them in IKEA.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, surely Sven can cut us a deal.
Oh, what, because he's Swedish? Well, perhaps he could get me a signed Greatest Hits of ABBA as well, for God's sake.
What are you doing?
I'm looking in the mirror.
That's my rearview mirror.
Well, I'll put it back to how it was.
Yes. Yes, you will. Use the one on your side in your visor thing.
Oh, yeah.
God, you trying to get us killed?
Will you relax? We're parked in a car park. It's not like I fiddled with the mirror while driving.
Oh, my God, what are you doing?
I think I've got a stray hair in my nose.
It's not stray. It's just a nose hair that lives with all the other nose hairs in your nose.
Yes, but this one is sort of growing beyond the perimeter of the nose.
Oh, yeah, I can see him sticking out. Oh.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I just had a Zoom call with Farhad Mashiri.
So?
He's a right fucking gossip. Everyone will know now.
Know what? That you had a nose hair that was longer than all of the others?
Yeah, that'll spread like wildfire, trust me.
Oh, well, I'll expect a notification from The Athletic any moment now.
Oh, God, that hair really is in there. See, that's the thing, right? I have such thick, luscious hair that it becomes a problem in these areas.
You are joking.
Oh, I'll have to get the trimmer on that.
What are you doing?
Just setting a reminder on my phone to trim the nostril hair.
Good fucking Lord, it is a wonder that Ashwood City fucking function, Patrick. Look, I've got some tweezers in my bag somewhere. Are they... Here they are. Come here.
What?
Come here, I'll get it with the tweezers.
Fuck off.
What?
First of all, I trim nose hair, I don't pluck. And second of all, if I was to pluck, I would not commission you of all people to do it.
Patrick, don't be a baby, mate. Just give me your face.
I'm not going to give you my face.
Just give it to me. Just bring it over here.
My face is attached to me, all right? John Travolta.
Ooh, calm down. Jeez.
You're the psycho with the sharp metal jabbing at my face.
Speaking of jabbing, Marco and Kelvin, eh?
What?
Marco Nipic, Kelvin Reed.
Where are you going with this?
They had a fight.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck's sake, we don't need that.
Hopefully just a competitive thing, nothing serious. Theo's meeting with them now, he's gonna...
Shh, they're at the window.
What do I do?
They'll tell you.
Call this number on your mobile device, please.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for my mobile device.
Why is it hidden in your fucking purse?
It's not hidden, Patrick. It's just in the purse with my other key items.
Of course, key items. The tweezers to rip out the innards of my nostrils. What else have you got in there? A Stanley knife to slice my pubes? Perhaps you have a blowtorch for my back hair?
Ah, got it.
call the guy on your mobile device.
I am! Oh, fuck! Fuck, I dropped it.
For fuck's sake. Right, okay, fine. I'll use my mobile device.
Do you want me to read the number out for you?
No.
Why not?
Because I have a finance degree from Cambridge, Jess. I can read numbers.
You have a nose hair degree from the Nostril University.
That's not even funny.
That's not even funny.
It's barely a joke.
Thank you, sir. In a moment, you're going to drive up to the next operative and receive two test kits. You'll then drive into one of the allocated parking bays, follow the instructions on the kit. If you have any problems, hit the hazard lights on your car and we can come and assist you. When you're all done, drive to the next checkpoint and submit your test. Any questions?
Yes. Does it hurt?
Excuse me?
The test. Does the test hurt, sir?
No, it doesn't hurt.
Oh, great.
Drive forward to the next operative for me, please. Thank you.
Does it hurt, for fuck's sake?
Slow down, Jess.
I'm going 7 miles an hour.
Yeah, and it says 5.
Do you dare me to ask for a Big Mac?
No.
Please take these tests and drive to the allocated parking bay.
Yoink. Thank you.
Drive to the allocated parking
bay. I know, Patrick.
I'm just making sure you're following instructions.
Of course I am. If you don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to allocate my fist to your fucking mouth bay.
Left.
I know.
Well, you weren't concentrating. You were too busy thinking of some kind of threat. God, no wonder players at this club are kicking the shit out of each other with you leading by example.
Oh, God, I've popped like a bell end. I'm going to back in.
Stop. This is fine.
Remove the outer packaging from the test kit.
Stop that.
Stop what? What am I doing now?
You're reading aloud. I'm trying to read.
I'm not reading aloud.
Yes, you are. You're mumbling to yourself.
You're fucking mumbling to yourself. You're fucking...
Right. Hand sanitizer first. We have to make sure that the swab does not get contaminated with anything. Anything at all. Yeah, right? Even catching the side of your mouth or teeth. Here, hand sanitizer.
Cool. Thank you. Oh, God, my hands are dry.
Yes, the sanitizer, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, the alcohol dries out your skin.
Fucking pandemic, honestly. First all the deaths and now dry fucking palms.
First, the throat swab. So open the small packet that contains the small bottle.
Yep, done.
Remove the throat swab.
Done.
It's not a competition, okay? Right. Remove the throat swab. Now wipe the soft tip of the swab around the back of your throat. What? The back of your throat?
It's a throat swab, Patrick. Where did you think you were going to put it? Up your knob?
Rub the lining of your tonsils for 10 seconds!
I don't have any.
Any what?
Tonsils.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I just don't have any. Shall I hit the hazard lights?
No, we will not hit the fucking hazard lights.
Why not?
Oh, excuse me, sir. I seem to have misplaced my tonsils. I have no tonsils. Please help. Oh, hold on a second. He's just helping the Tin Man who has no heart, the Scarecrow who has no brain, and the Cowardly Lion who has no fucking courage.
So, shall I press the hazard lights or not?
No, look. If you don't have tonsils, ensure the swab is rubbed along the walls of the arch at the back of your throat.
Oh, okay, okie dokie.
Oh, my God, you're actually doing
what?
It. You're going to do it?
Yes, Patrick.
Okay, just don't contaminate the swab.
Shut up, I'm trying to concentrate. Oh.
Is it bad?
Oh. Oh, Christ. Well done for not making any oral sex jokes.
That's more Woody's department.
Now what do I do?
Let me see. Okay, you need to lightly blow your nose.
Ugh. Done.
Take the soft end of the swab you've just used. Ugh, gross. And place it in one of your nostrils. You have got nostrils, right? You didn't misplace them along with your tonsils.
Patrick, hurry.
Insert the swab up your nose until you feel resistance. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
What's the resistance? My brain.
I don't think the swab is long enough for your brain.
Right, I'm doing it.
Oh, God, I can't watch.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is awful.
Shh.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
So are mine.
You're not even doing it.
3 more seconds.
Ah!
And done. Jess!
What?
You sneezed.
So?
That's not in the instructions.
Oh, shut up. Oh, what's next?
God, take the swab and place it back in the plastic tube. Replace the lid and insert back into the biohazard Ziploc bag.
And that, my friend, is how you do it.
Stop sneezing.
Oh, what's the big deal?
Because it's fucking gross. And we're trying to prevent a disease, not spread it.
We work together. I'm in your bubble.
Yeah, and now I've got your fucking snot bubbles all over me.
Right, your turn.
You know what? We should just hand in your test.
Yeah, that's a plan.
No, as in we hand in yours and we just don't bother with mine.
Why?
Because if you're negative, then I'm negative.
Just take the fucking test, Patrick.
Oh, God. Right. Take out the swab. Soft tip of the swab to fuck's sake. Okay. What are you doing?
Taking a video of you on my mobile device.
No, stop that right now.
It's for Woody.
I don't care if it's for fucking starving orphans. Turn it off.
Oh, come on, it's funny.
It's not funny, Jess.
All right, fine.
Okay, Patrick, here we go. You can do this. You once swallowed half a toothpick at Alan Kirbishley's house. This is nothing.
Half a toothpick?
Yeah, God, bloody awful that was. You had to act like nothing had happened because, see, Kerbs was in the middle of this fantastic anecdote about Kevin Lisby. Had to drive myself to A&E afterwards and
stop
everything.
Stop stalling and deep throat the swab. Come on.
Oh, don't be disgusting. This is already traumatic enough.
Do it. Do it.
Right, fine.
Do it.
Here we go, Padster. Here we go. Here we go. You've got this.
All right, 5 more seconds. Okay, 6 more seconds. All right, you're done. Right, next up, it's swab versus nostril hair for the main event.
Oh, God.
Remember, push up your nose until you feel resistance.
Yeah, but the hair is resistance. I hope it doesn't contaminate the swab.
I can always pluck it
out. Go pluck yourself in the fucking arsehole, you cunt. What?
Jesus.
Sorry, I don't like this.
Swab, up nose, chop chop.
Here we go.
Oh my God, I can see the nose hair wrestling with it.
Shut up.
Nearly done. And done. That's it. Sneeze it out.
Put that in the tube for me. Here.
Sure. Oh, fuck, I dropped it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This week, at Sukarnov.
On Wrestle Me This Week, we talked about the worst way to accept a Hall of Fame award.
They were just trying to, you suck it.
You suck, and then he pours milk over
his head.
What is this?
Pouring milk over yourself is absolutely something that, if you did it once in any scenario, people would never forget it. We were just having Christmas dinner, and like, you know, he just poured 2 litres of milk over himself.
Or if you're more in the mood for some awkward anecdotes, Alex shared his experience with the cast of Event Horizon on this week's Clash of the Titles.
We meet Smitty, played by Sean Pertwee, a man who I bumped into in a bar having never interviewed, and literally chewed his ear off, trapped him in a corner of a booth where he couldn't actually stand up and get away from me, and talked to him incessantly about this film. Later on in the night, his wife said to me, Sean's outside if you want to carry on talking to him about Event Horizon.
All that and more. At Sukarnov.
We'll process these now and you should have your results within the next 15 minutes. Bear with.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you, mate.
And you.
Sorry, I was in customer service mode. Just assumed you'd said something about us having a nice day.
Moron. All right, stop it now. You're getting chief exec phlegm all over my dashboard. What's that?
Yeah, you know, you don't have to involve yourself in every bit of business I have.
But we're in the same bubble. We're bubble buddies.
That's not how it works.
So who is it?
It's Benny.
What does he want?
Just confirming some final things for the free agents we're signing. You know, dotting the I's, crossing the T's.
I's and T's? What are you trying to spell? Tit?
11%. That's... yep.
Are they any good?
Okay. No idea at all.
Oh, lovely, great.
One's a centre-back, one's kind of a midfield floater.
A floater? Oh, yeah, we need one of them.
You know, what do people say? In the hole, in the pocket?
A number 10.
Yeah, he's sort of a number 10. Box to box? Is that what people say? Who gives a fuck? He's free.
Splashing the cash as always, the fans will be thrilled.
With me in the studio,
don't stop.
Ooh, here we go.
Oh, don't turn him off.
This is important. He's your arch-nemesis.
I don't care about any of that. You know me. I just want to push Ashwood back to where they belong and give the manager the support.
Head coach.
Well, let's pick up from where you've left off there. Let's start with the manager, Sven. Was a bit of a surprise appointment, really. Wasn't he? You threw your lot in with Matt Jansen, it has to be said. And it looks like Nolan had a reason for perhaps not following the pathway that you suggested.
I mean, I wouldn't say I threw my lot in with Matt.
Yes, you did, you fucking bellend.
I think it's reasonable to say here, Harvey, you backed that particular horse, and some would even say you used Matt Jansen against Patrick Nolan.
Yeah, here, here.
Listen, somebody needs to take this man to task. Somebody needs to get his hands off the wheel before this club is upside down in a ditch.
Bit dramatic.
I'm looking to build something at Ashwood City that incorporates everything that's been missing over the past 15 years or so. A code of ethics, for want of a better word. A style of doing things that puts the community first.
Oh, these are just buzzwords.
Oh, shut up.
Bringing back the Ashwood style of play. Proper infrastructure. Not just some boys' club that relies on dodgy connections through this corrupt sport. I've contacted ASG.
What?
Anaheim Sports Group.
And we have agreed in principle that my deal is enough to take 30%.
Fucking hell.
However, I'm not the only bidder.
Yeah, don't I fucking know it.
There's a number of global investors looking at this. But ASG and myself have put in place a supporters board that will approve our purchase should ASG and the shareholders be satisfied financially.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So, what I'm dissecting from this is that a panel of key members of the fan base can examine the bids from the various runners and riders and ensure
that the right person is selected. Ensure that the club's future isn't under threat. To make sure we don't get another Nolan.
Well, you could get him, Harvey. That's the fact of the matter. You could get him, and you could get even more of him. If Patrick Nolan makes an offer, he could increase his stake to 45%.
Well, my sources tell me that Patrick Nolan doesn't have access to 30 million
pounds. Oh, what? And you do, you twat?
And you do.
I do.
Fuck.
Hey, I was listening to that.
Yeah, I don't care, fucking socialist prick.
I don't think he's a socialist if he's got 30 million quid.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I said that.
Is that how they teach you to deal with criticism at Eton? Just shout socialism every time you're upset?
Yeah, pretty much.
What are you thinking about?
Selling KFC to Arsenal. Or just selling anyone.
KFC to Arsenal? How much?
40.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Arsenal's still as fucking dumb as ever, then.
Yeah, but this won't play well with the fucking fan approval bullshit.
Mm. True, he's popular.
I need to sell someone.
Why?
Because ASG like it when I make money.
You just heard him say that the fans are getting a panel to approve the next minority owner. How is selling players going to help that?
The steady hand of Patrick Nolan. All right, just wait. Big football nuclear winter on the horizon. They'll see Harvey's loans, his inevitable naivety when it comes to keeping on top of funds and budgets. Then watch, you know, we'll see who satisfies them.
Ah, yes, the steady hand job of Patrick Nolan.
Riviere? Yeah, everyone thinks the sun shines out of his arse. Surely he's worth 30 mil.
Who needs a goalkeeper these days?
Fuck. Yeah, you're right. Okay, none of the ones stupid enough to spend that kind of money need one anyway.
Broomy?
Fans.
Oh, yeah.
Amadou?
Goals.
Oh, yeah. How much longer on these fucking results?
All right, don't get stressy. They're just working their way through all your fucking snot.
Maybe I should just retire. And pack it all in. Move out to the country with some hunter wellies and a dog. Grow potatoes, gradually develop xenophobic views. Start saying things like, oh, it's all right them coming over here. They just need to learn the language. Yeah, maybe I'll get a slow cooker. I can make casseroles.
It's not a million miles away from where you are right now, mate.
God, well, I think we might have hit rock bottom.
Have we? I feel it's been worse than this. Didn't we, like, nearly get relegated last year?
Yeah, that was different. I still had power then. I mean, now look, I'm gonna fucking lose everything to this self-righteous, social justice knob-faced head. It can't get worse than this.
Theo, I'm just in the middle
Jess, of... Jess, Kelvin Reed has slept with Marco Nipic's wife.
Oh, fuck. We'll be there in half an hour.
Jesus.
What were you saying about rock bottom?
Thank you both for completing your COVID test. Miss Tate, your result is negative. This will be emailed to the address that you provided. Mr. Nolan, your result is also negative. This will be emailed to you, although you did test positive for being a crook.
So what?
You're a dirty fucking crook, Nolan.
Oh, fuck
Nolan
you.
Out.
Just drive, Nolan Jess. Out. Fuck's sake.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
This
was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.